In Iraq, some American troops have described the sights and sounds they've witnessed as hell on earth. Over the past few days, many of those in combat have seen dead bodies for the first time.
You know, I think you see significant change in young people who face death. Their priorities change.
Lieutenant Colonel Ken Brown, a chaplain with the 101st Airborne Division, is at a camp in southern Iraq with young soldiers who have seen some of their comrades wounded or killed. During this war, NPR has been broadcasting voices like Brown's, personal stories that might be recorded in a diary. This is Chaplain Brown's war diary entry about what he says to soldiers when they come to him to talk about death.
I had a young man come to me a couple of weeks ago. There had been a soldier killed and several wounded. And he talked to me about, you know, if he had been just a couple of seconds sooner at a certain location, he probably could have prevented that. And I think what he was really getting at was is something that, you know, I faced as a young man in Vietnam as an infantryman. And that is, you know, you're guilty about you're alive and your buddy is dead or hurt real bad. You're not going to be able to explain the problem of evil or suffering or pain to someone when they're in the midst of it. Philosopher, theologian Ancius Boethius, who lived in the 4th century, once said about the problem of evil and suffering that it was much like a fairy tale, that God was writing straight with crooked lines, that even when we cannot see the justification and the need for the things that go on, even though they may appear crooked to us, that God was writing with straight lines. And this young man in particular, what I did was just say, well, you may come to a conclusion where you feel that God has spared you in this particular incident. And so now, what are you going to do with that life that you have now? Will you use it to do great things, to live a more moral and ethical life? And, you know, I think that he really felt that God had spared him in that particular incident and that he was determined that he was going to make his life a better life.
An NPR war diary entry from Lieutenant Colonel Ken Brown, a chaplain with the 101st Airborne Division in southern Iraq. You can read other diary entries, how the war is affecting people, at npr.org.